Time for our feature interview of the evening, and on the line we have Ali Matson-Murphy. She's a singer-songwriter based over in London, but with very strong connections to the north of the county, around Leixlip and Kilcock, and also Lucan, just over the border as well. Ali, good evening, and you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So, listen, before we talk about music that you've been bringing out, your debut single came out last month. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved in music, and where the inspiration came from.
Well, I've been performing my whole life. I started dancing when I was 2, and then went into stage school, singing lessons. And then in secondary school, I really sort of focused on music and performance. So I decided to go to BIM Dublin to study third level, to study commercial modern music, specializing in songwriting. So I just sort of always knew I wanted to be in music. And now I've released the song and just hoping to continue on that path.
Yeah, it was only a couple of weeks ago we were speaking to SJ Talbot, who went to BIM as well, a singer-songwriter who's been bringing music out for the last number of years. And we were just kind of saying, you know, that some people have this perception that with music, you can either sing or you can't sing. You can either play an instrument or you can't. But going to a college like that really does help. It gives you the whole kind of perspective about the industry as a whole.
Yeah, definitely. Like when I started in college, I would have said I wanted to be a singer. And then I went through all these different motions saying I wanted to be a manager. I didn't want to be in music at one stage. And then back to just like loving writing and performing and recording. And also I love the industry side of things. So I think it gives you like a broader knowledge of the industry.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your connections to Kildare then. So as I said, you originally are from Leixlip and then you moved to Lucan and Kilcock, was it?
Yeah, so when my first house was in Leixlip, and then I moved to Lucan at about 8. And then we recently moved back to Kilcock. Our family home is there. But right now I'm based in London. But yeah, very much home is Kilcock at the minute. The whole point of the move was to get industry experience. And obviously the London scene is a lot bigger than Dublin. Even though we do have a great music scene in Dublin, I just thought for industry experience, it would be best to come over here. So right now I'm completing a 6-month internship and I'm working in music PR, which I'm really enjoying. But obviously I'm still working in writing on the side, because that's really something I want to keep doing.
But I suppose doing the music PR and stuff, that does give you a broader experience and knowledge of the industry, because it is important to know how things work and the best way to get your name out there and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It's been really good for like learning a lot of stuff. And in college, we would have touched on that sort of thing, but really getting to do it and put it into action is, I think, a really valuable experience.
Your first single came out then on the 27th of May, called Boxes. Doing quite well. I noticed on social media people really liking it. So how long had you been working on this particular song?
I wrote that song, I think it was January 2021. And once I wrote it, I knew, okay, this was the one that I wanted to release. And we started recording it in sort of November, December time in my house in Kilcock. And then I made the move over, so things got a bit delayed. But yeah, I've been working on it a pretty long time, but I think I just wanted to get it right. The first one, you can't redo your first single, so I didn't want to rush it. My dad did call it the single that would never be released, because all I was doing was talking about it, but it took a while to actually get it out there. But I'm really happy with how it is now, and people seem to be liking it, which is nice.
Yeah, and we're going to play it after this interview as well. But I mean, it was, what, a year and a half then in the making, or waiting for it to be released after you wrote it in 2021. Obviously a lot happened with the lockdown and the music industry not really taking off. So you just felt that this year was the right time to release it.
Yeah, definitely. So when I wrote it, I was still, I was in my final year at BIM. So I was pretty busy, you know, finishing my exams and everything. And then I sort of took the summer off, and in December, like, made a plan and decided this was the time to release. I wanted it to come out a little bit earlier than it did, but I didn't want to rush it. So I think, you know, I think it all fell into place, and I had great help on the track. Recorded it with Daniel Farrell. He's a Wicklow based artist. And also I had input from Kian Rellis and Greg Kearns mixed and mastered it. So it wasn't just me. It had to go through a few different people. So that's also took time, but I'm really happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, it's really, really good, I have to say. And, you know, particularly for a debut single, you know that a lot of work went into it, and that's definitely amplified in it. But I'd imagine this year, the rest of 2022 and over the next 12 months is all about maybe getting out and playing some live shows and getting, you know, experience in that sense. I saw that you had a show with BIM Live there a couple of weeks ago, and that looked like great fun up in Dublin. So any other shows lined up, or what's the rest of the plans?
Yeah, that was a great gig, a really good festival to play. All these BIM acts were there. I don't have any solo things coming up at the minute, but it's definitely something I'm going to plan for the next few months. But at the end of July, I'm going to be singing at All Together Now Festival in Waterford. I work as a backing vocalist in a band, so we're playing at that. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I think after that, I'll have some plans to do some, maybe some solo gigs in London or in Dublin.
What about open mic nights or anything like that in London? Have you checked any of those out, or, you know, what's it like in that sense? Because usually they are quite good for supporting upcoming artists in London.
Yeah, there definitely are a lot of nights. I haven't played at any yet, but I'm hoping to go to one at the end of the month. It's like an Irish in London sort of open mic and mixer. So I think that would be a really good opportunity and maybe go from there.
Some of the other shows you've played as well, I noticed that you performed in the likes of the Helix, the National Concert Hall, and also Whelan's and the Button Factory. And then we mentioned that festival with BIM as well. So you've had quite a lot of experience of performing on stage, maybe not as a solo artist, but with other forms, I suppose.
Yeah, so I grew up sort of in a music group, doing my singing lessons there, and then also I did a lot of music theatre when I was younger, and then throughout college working like as a backing vocalist and a pianist for people. So I've got to play on a lot of different stages, which has been fun, but obviously now I'm sort of more focused on my own stuff, so I would like to get there again one day, but maybe it'd be my show.
Yeah, definitely. And before we hear your debut single then, Boxes, what about any other music have you been writing over the last couple of years? And are you going to kind of follow this on with more singles, or what's the plan?
Yeah, definitely. So I know what my next single will be. It's just, it needs a lot of work and needs to be arranged. But I do have a plan for a follow-up single. But I think it won't be any time in the immediate future, because again, I don't want to rush it. I have some other stuff in the pipeline, just some more songs that I have. And I'm hoping to do a bit of a writing session soon to sort of build up that backlog and hopefully keep releasing singles. And yeah, just keep sort of being active and getting my name out there so people can listen and enjoy, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. And just before we go then, what is the best way for people to keep up to date with your music and all of that on social media? Where are you most active?
I'm most active on Instagram. It's at Ali, A-L-L-I, Matson Murphy, M-A-T-S-O-N, Murphy. That's my name on Spotify as well, so you can find my work there.
Great stuff. Well, listen, Ali Matson Murphy, singer-songwriter based over in London, originally from Leixlip, then moved to Lucan, then back to Kilcock. So very strong connections to the north of the county as well. We're going to play that debut single that came out on the 27th of May. It's called Boxes. Ali, good to talk to you and take care.